In 1993, hundreds of people got sick after they ate undercooked burgers at Jack in the Box. The culprit was a bacterium called E. coli. Four children died, and hundreds of people were left with internal injuries. Our food supply system has gotten safer in the two decades since that time. Food safety attorney Bill Marler can take a lot of the credit. At the time of the outbreak, Marler was only 6 years out of law school. He was working for a big firm in downtown Seattle.
It was somebody who I had done some free work for, whose friend of a friend's kid was in the hospital and had this E. coli thing. And so I was one of the first lawyers to file a lawsuit. I actually took a cab out from downtown to the medical school library because I had no idea what E. coli was.
I was going to ask you, what kind of experience had you had with food safety cases or food safety itself?
Zero.
The case you took was a little girl's named Breanne Kiner.
Yeah.
What did you expect to happen when you first took that case?
Well, originally, the first case that I actually had was not Breanne's. It was a less severely injured child. And I went from having one case to 100 cases, 200 cases, and then the really seriously injured children's parents contacted me, and Breanne's parents were one of those. Breanne was still in the hospital. She had just come out of a coma. She was just finishing up her 148th day of dialysis. She'd had lost her large intestine, multiple strokes. They'd never thought the kid was going to live. The parents had been urged to remove her from life support, and she woke up. And I remember, to this day, I remember walking into her room, and she was a little kid anyway, but she was, the bed just enveloped her, and you could see this sort of brown body that had, her liver had failed in addition to her kidney, so her skin color was, a kind of an odd brownish color. And her mom was talking about her like she wasn't there. And the little girl's voice just, she's like, "Mom, stop it." And it just struck me. And I remember backing up against the wall and turning around, and I had to go outside.
Bill Marler represented Breanne Kiner in a lawsuit against Jack in the Box. That case took more than 2 years to resolve. But in the end, Marler won more than $15 million for Kiner's family. And maybe more important than that, he helped raise awareness of problems with our food supply. Eventually, Bill Marler started a law firm that focuses on food safety cases. He says what happened at Jack in the Box fundamentally changed the U.S. meat industry.
I think the Jack in the Box case still today, and I'm looking back on now, over 20 years, was the fundamental switch in food safety. Almost akin to pasteurization of milk. I mean, it was that fundamental. Mike Taylor, who is not only a friend of mine now, but he also is the head of FDA. He was appointed head of Food Safety Inspection Service, which is the arm of USDA. And in 1994, gave a speech in front of the American Meat Institute saying, from now on, E. coli 0157 is banned from the meat supply. Over a course of 10 years, E. coli cases linked to hamburger nearly disappeared.
Do you feel like you personally have done enough when it comes to food safety?
No, I don't. I mean, litigation is a very blunt instrument for social change. It's a lot like, I'm not a proponent of the death penalty, but litigation's a lot like utilizing the death penalty. It's never done fairly or correctly, or it's not necessarily suing the right person sometimes. That's why I spend half my time really traveling the world, giving speeches and going to conferences, trying to explain why it's a bad idea to poison people. And, it's gotten me opportunities to speak to the House of Lords in London, the government of Dubai, China, Australia, New Zealand, France, Canada. I've been everywhere.
Do you have any regrets?
You know, I don't have any regrets kind of personally like that. I sometimes think that I may have, you know, may have missed some opportunities to sort of take what I've learned back to the political stage. You know, I think there have been moments where I thought about sort of going back into politics, which is admittedly one area of my life that I really sort of feel like is a little bit unaccomplished.
You're still pretty young. You could run.
I could.
Do you think you might?
You know, I may have sort of missed some opportunities, but, I still sort of, involve. I still think about it. I do think about it. But I still, I'm 57 and I still have a lot more I think I can do.
Bill Marler is an attorney with Marler Clark. That's a food safety law firm based in Seattle. You're tuned to The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.